No, I would also like to echo Beth's praise of the staff. I mean, they have done nothing but work hard to ensure the integrity of the easements on all of these properties and to meet our mission, which is to provide the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia with property which has preserved the natural, scenic, historic, scientific, open space, and recreational areas of the Commonwealth. And I think they have done an amazing job in doing that. The fact that we can't stop the federal government from deciding, or FERC from deciding, to put a pipeline across our easement doesn't diminish either the power of VOF in the state or our ability to maintain the integrity of the easements to the extent that we can. And I think we have really done that, especially considering the fact that we reduced the number of easements that the pipeline was going to go across from 33 to 11, and we've reduced the impact of the pipeline. But the other issue is I don't understand how people can say that we would do better to have these easements condemned by eminent domain. You know, we maintain the easements on these properties. There's a pipeline that goes under the ground, and I agree that were it my choice, I would stand in front of the pipeline and stop it. But that's not going to work. And I do think it's going to have harmful effects on the environment and particularly the water. And it breaks my heart that that's happening. But that is not because VOF didn't try to stop it in every way that we could and to mitigate in the ways that were possible to us and to obtain some kind of compensation to the Commonwealth for the land that's lost. Were we to go to court and were the court to find, as it would, that FERC has eminent domain, there exists the possibility that nobody gets anything but a few pennies on the acres. There are cases that say that pipelines aren't even a taking for easements. So it seems to me in many ways for us a clear choice.